No, I think it just, I forgot that Abby had said CSM is no longer an art school, and it's become, it's become a brand more than anything. Yeah, be interested to hear.
A lot of like eyebrows were raised and heads were nodded around the table at that statement. But yeah, I think in my course we had a little discussion about that, really. What makes an art school? And then there was a comparison of that in Chinese culture and that in British culture. And it's sort of tied on the whole kind of bohemian aspect of an art school and then the sort of bourgeois kind of aspect of an institution. And I just kind of, that really resonates with CSM, especially of all places. It's kind of like, it is very much a brand. And I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's just really important to acknowledge. And I don't know. I think overall that whole discussion was really great. And a lot of people sort of, there is this sort of buzzword of decolonization, but people need to realize that, I don't know, it's more than just that word. It's like there's so much to unpack there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk about it for days. And so much, I think it's just really important.
Yeah, I mean, even Teddy and I, when we are interviewing students for like a future episode after the Easter break, basically one of our questions is like, what drew you to CSM? And a lot of students say the people, it's the people you meet. The people around this table, for example.
Yeah. I wonder if they're talking about the people as in the beautiful creative minds or the people as in the networking and the like business aspect of it. And I think it might actually be the latter more than they even acknowledge themselves.
There was both. Yeah. Some people said specifically like the connections it gives you to like other brands or corporations, the creative network that CSM opens up. And then other people were literally just like the people you meet on your course, like, and like kind of the mindset, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think you're right, though, about the networking. Because when you ask someone what draws them to a place, they haven't met any of those people yet. I find it funny because I think that's what I was mostly interested in when I, looked at this program and thought, well, and compared to other programs, I'm like, oh, but Central St. Martin's, it sounds sexy. It sounds cool. It's an art school. So that's why I was interested. And then it turns out the people I ended up meeting were by far the best part of going here. Just an interesting think on decolonization and that word. I came from St. Andrews and I did comparative literature there, which was a great course because it was all about pushing back against the Western canon, but also really focusing on the point that the Western canon isn't going anywhere because those power structures have been there for so long that there's not much we can do about it. So it's about pushing within, kind of like what they were saying. It's interesting too, I think with CSM, you see the words like decolonization, creating space, but who are they asking to do that? It's their students making the change and the students who are in charge of this decolonization project. And I always find that really interesting. Mm-hmm. They're bragging about it without really doing much about it.
Yeah, but it's sort of a metaphor in a way now, more than actual action. But I don't know. You can see it progressing, but it's sort of, what is the actual, the actual institution doing about it rather than, like the institution is the one who's accepting applications of people who've paid people to do their portfolios and still not actually funding their students and properly and not giving people bursaries when they really need them, and it's a big, big mess, and like they silence people when they try and talk about it. It's should I be allowed to say that?
Well, I wondered actually in terms of silencing, there's a we have a statement that we have to read out at the beginning, and to the people that maybe haven't heard that statement before, I mean, what sort of reaction do you find when you hear that there's a statement that we have to read that distances ourselves from the institution itself?
Makes me feel a lot more comfortable, to be quite honest. Just going back, I think on our course it's been the case that the burden has fallen on students from other continents to teach us anything about like non-Western approaches to storytelling. But there's always, whenever we talk about John York, there's always a kind of, oh, but he's the Western way. And it's like, well, what does that mean? And whose responsibility is it when you're taking my course fees to teach me about these other things? And there's a certain level of like, I need to be proactive and go and research and do my own work to kind of open up my own practice. But yeah, I've done a lot of learning from other people on the course, certainly.
You don't, could you say that again? You don't?
I've done a lot of learning from other people on the course.
Okay. Yeah, so coming back to like people. Oh, we'll pass it to Junior.
Sorry, I have. I remember a comment from last episode that people say it's not about the school, but it's about people who you meet here. And you just say you have learned a lot from people from other course. And I have a question about how do you meet others and how do you do the network in the school? Because I don't find any good chance or opportunities to talk to others. It's very hard to have collaborations from other major. Yeah,
that's really interesting. I think because I've struggled with that too. One of the reasons in my CSM interview, when it was my turn to ask questions, I said, "Is there opportunity for collaborations within the program and outside?" Because that's the main thing I want to do. I want to learn how to collaborate artistically, and they were like, "Yes, yes, it's like what we do at CSM." And we got really lucky, I think, in our program. A lot of us got pretty close, small group, but I don't know anyone outside of my program. It's hard, yeah. So it's interesting how, again, CSM, I feel like they really sell this community, this collaboration, we're an all arts together type of institution, but it feels very isolating at times.
Just to add to that, it's funny, like within our course, because we're the only writing course at CSM. Maybe not, but that's what I've been told. And we keep getting closer to the door. So our room used to be up there. I'm just pointing to the back of the building, if you're listening. Actually in the building. And now our room is right next to reception where you don't even have to use your ID card. So I don't feel comfortable necessarily to leave my laptop on the desk in a break. I mean, not that I necessarily would inside beyond those barriers. But... it's just funny. And then the year below us are on a completely different campus altogether. So we're kind of getting like closer and closer to the street. I had a point. It's gone.
No, I was just going to say, I wonder, like, what is that about? Like, they're like, you're isolated. And now you'll be isolated even more. Like, what?
I think in like practice, it's that they've brought a load of new courses in and booked out every single room, so we can't, I mean, that's another point, we can't, it's really difficult to book out rooms in your own time now, because they're never available. So it's probably, you know, and they found a space with a desk. Last year we spent all year trying to find tables because we just never had tables in our classrooms. So now at least we have a big desk.
Mike over here.
Yeah, I think that again brings us back to how CSM is an institution and a brand, and it only cares about itself and not about its students or their growth. Even with the whole decolonization bit, I don't know even if they do that with the curriculum, how it's going to help, because even with the diversity that we have in our class, it's pretty homogenous if you think about it. Like, we all come from very privileged pockets of the world. And how much are we even contributing to the change that we want? And the kind of discussions that we have are not that diverse because our thinking and our perspectives are coming from a very privileged section of the society. And CSM, even I was in the Change Maker program last year, and when I brought it up and asked them about how are you trying to like bring in funding so that students from different sections of the society can also become a part of this course and we can actually see the diversity that we need, there was no response. That is not even in their aims or goals or anywhere in the near future. So I don't think CSM cares about diversity per se. So.
Teddy, do you want to? I was thinking, do you want to talk about breaking the class ceiling a bit, or future episode, just quickly?
I can do that. I was going to make another point, but. Yeah, in a later episode we'll talk about equity and actually what it will be like to... I don't think the university is likely to be equitable. It's not going to happen. And what came up in that first segment is that you can't decolonize the
institution. Colonial institution, yeah.
You're not going to be able to do that. But you can make it better. You can't make this place equitable, but you can make a very, very strong statement that you are, that's what you're prepared to do. And there's ways in which you can do that in terms of supporting, especially working class students. And we will certainly explore that in a later episode. I think it's episode 10, but I'm pretty sure it's episode 10. I kind of also just wanted to situate us. I realize that perhaps what you might find is during this broadcast that someone might come up to the microphone and join in at any moment. You'll also hear maybe shouts suddenly of someone that's... there's a couple of ping pong tables, and so you'll hear that echoing in the background. We're on the street in CSM, and what that means is that we're super accessible, and the idea is that we're also very... if you want to hear what we're doing... then, I can just see a change maker and a change maker mentor just walking past, giving us a nice wave. And that's what's going to happen. We'll get people that's waving. We have a lot of people that are stopping and taking pictures. So it's really important for us that we are transparent in what we're doing, as transparent as possible. So I just thought that was kind of important to locate us.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe what I'll do is play a really short 2.5 minute clip of, it's super relevant to kind of what we're discussing right now. Ashna was speaking with Sabrina and asked like how she actually went about diversifying the curriculum at Durham. And so we'll play how she answered that question.